One.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
I would like to call the meeting of the Application Review Committee to order. Today's date is May 1st, 2023. The time is 7:31 a.m. Purpose of the meeting is to substantively review psychologist applications. Ms. Folks, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Dr. Meyer?
Present.
Dr. Medina?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And let me get a couple more things pulled up. All right. Why don't we start with the people who are present? Give me 1 second to identify everyone. Eberhard. And then if the people on the phone, where we don't have names, if you could let me know your names.
This is Rich Zelhoff, Zelhoff.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is Jennifer Mandigo, Mandigo.
Right there. Okay. Thank you. Third one.
Would the caller whose number ends in 361 please state your name?
They may just be a member of the public.
Okay. And then the Agassi. Jackson.
My apologies. I had to unmute. Breanne Healy, Healey.
Gotcha. Thank you. All right. So we'll just go in order on the agenda of for the people that are here. So why don't we start with All right, so we'll do agenda 3, discussion, consideration, and possible action on psychology applications, and we'll start with section B, requesting approval to sit for the ECPP and licensure. And the first one we have here today is Dr. Kyle Jackson, and he graduated from the University of Arkansas. Ms. Folks, we did not have a verification for APA accreditation in there, but the program is accredited.
Dr. Meyer, I did notice that yesterday and added it
awesome.
In the file at this time.
Thank you. Pre-doc hours, 1600 hours from a whole bunch of different places, and there was verification and training plan. For all of those places, they looked good for a sufficient number of hours, over 1,000 completed. 2,080 hours at the Phoenix VA for an internship, which is APA accredited, and had references. I didn't see any problems with this application. Dr. Medina?
I did not see any issues either.
Okay. And then let's skip down to Douglas Medgayesi. Did I get close on that? And Dr. Medina, do you want to go through that one?
Let's see. I have Dr. Medgayesi.
Medgayesi.
It's okay. Sorry.
It's fine. No worries.
Got the doctorate degree from Pacifica Graduate Institute in 2021. I don't think I saw an APA accreditation verification. So I'm going to, I assume the answer was no. The internship was from the University of Arkansas Counseling Services, which is an APEC internship. I don't have any issues marked with that application.
Okay. So when there's when a program's not APA accredited, we review all of the courses.
It's still about, yeah.
Sure. And I didn't see any issues with the courses. Mm-hmm.
Either.
And he also had the postdoc for 2390 hours, Center for Psychodynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a verification and training plan. So I didn't see any issues there either. Okay, so we'll, those here in a moment, we'll, once we've gone through the rest of the applications in that under agenda item B, we will make a motion to move those applications to the full board for approval. And so you will hear after Friday on our board meeting, but we don't see any issues with those applications being approved. So thank you both for being here. And then we'll move on to agenda C. This is requesting approval for licensure by waiver. And we'll start with Dr. Jennifer Mendigo. And I can do that one. Maybe. Okay. Graduated from George Fox University in 2010, APA accredited, had 2,000 hours from Warm Springs Counseling. Verification was there. It's APA approved. Postdoc, 2,000 hours from Advantage Psych. There's a verification and training plan. We had references. I didn't see any issues with this one.
I did not see any issues either.
Okay. Do you want to move on to the next one? And Eberhardt, and I can actually, why don't I start with this one? Dr. Eberhardt graduated from National University in 2021. I did not see a verification. I did not see any indication that this is APA accredited, but she checked it.
Dr. Meyer, I can't hear you. Can the others hear you?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay. My issue then.
Okay. I can yell also if you'd like. Okay, so Ms. Folks, do you have any verification that National University is APA accredited?
Yes, I do. I went through all of these yesterday and added in the ones that had been left out. It is in the file now.
Okay. And it was APA accredited in 2021, because it looked like that program had switched at some point.
The initial accreditation date was December 17th, 2020. It is inactive. JFK School of Psychology, I believe, has been closed, and it is now under National University. But if you
But when was that accreditation activated?
It was activated December 17th, 2020, as far as what the APA is putting, but it could be, you know what, that's a good point, because it shows National University, Pleasant Hill, California, John F. Kennedy University, Teach Out is the accreditation that is available on the APA's website. I would have to probably check with APA about accreditation prior to that.
Well, as long as it's accredited when the person graduates, that's what we look at. So probably okay there then. And then pre-doc hours, there were quite a few, and some of those did not have correct number of client contact or supervision hours. The internship, there were 2,000 hours from Allendale Associates. There's a verification. It was APA accredited. And then the postdoc was not, does not look like it was successfully completed. And the supervisor indicated substantial concerns about the applicant. Further, there were multiple issues with licensing and national certification boards. I have some pretty substantial concerns about approving this application. Dr. Medina, what was your thoughts on this?
I do as well have substantial concerns. I think it would need to go to full board review.
That's my thought as well. So this will be moved to the full board for and put on the we can make it on the this Friday's board meeting, right, for this?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so we'll add this to the agenda for the full board to discuss. So Dr. Eberhardt, thank you for being here. And if you could be here on Friday, that would be great. Because I think there will be some discussions necessary, but this is going to require a full board decision.
Can I just ask what that would mean?
Well, I think that this is, there are enough concerns raised by previous supervisors and issues that I'm not sure that your application will be approved. But we can't make that decision here by ourselves. It has to be, that would have to be decided by the full board. And so we'll have a more thorough discussion about that among the full board, and there may be questions for you as well before we can make a decision.
I'll have a chance to speak for myself, because what happened in the postdoc was pretty unfair. And so I'd like a chance to speak up.
Absolutely. Ms. Galvin, is there a benefit to discussing that now to have for the board, or would you say that it's just to move it straight there?
I think it would be helpful for both the record and the applicant if the committee were to discuss some of its concerns. She may then be better prepared to address those concerns at the board level. And I would suggest that she would also have the opportunity to submit something in writing to the board in the next, 24, 48 hours if possible, so they could have something in writing to consider prior to the board meeting.
Okay. And then, so let's go ahead and have that discussion here.
Excuse me, Dr. Mayor. I wanted to answer Dr. Eberhardt's question. What that means is that every member of the board would review the application file, and then it would go to a full board meeting vote.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's what it means.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I wonder if we need to do this in executive session to discuss confidential medical records or diagnoses. Ms. Galvin?
Sounds that would be appropriate.
Okay. So I would make a motion to move to executive discussion for both to discuss confidential records and for possible legal advice.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion carries. Let's go into executive session.
Yes, Dr. Eberhardt, just follow the prompt that you just...
We are back from executive session. Dr. Eberhardt, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here and sharing your experience with this. We are going to move your application to the full board for review. And we're going to try to find a specific time to schedule that, but board staff will be in touch prior to Friday to let you know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. All right, moving on next, Dr. Khalsa, Dr. Medina, you want to take this one?
Yes, Dr. Khalsa received the PhD from Sophia University in 2021. It is not an accredited APA accredited program. Dr. Khalsa completed the internship at UT. I'm sorry, Psych Internship Consortium. I apologize. I don't know if this is. Utah Psychology Internship Consortium, and it was an APA accredited program. And the EPPP was completed and passed. I did not see, I don't have any concerns with the application. The hours, the pre-internship hours do meet criteria for licensure here in the state of Arizona.
So, yeah, we had over 1,000 hours from the pre-doc from two different places. I had some concerns about the reviews that were submitted. And the concerns that were addressed by supervisors. But then also with the coursework, to me, it doesn't look like the ethics category has been met. And we did not get any syllabi to document the coursework. But for ethics, he's including scientific and scholarly writing. And I don't know that that would really meet the requirements for professional ethics. So I'd need to see a syllabus for that course. I did not see concerns about any of the other sections. So I would I would say we still need information about the ethics courses. And then I guess a statement about the reviews from the pre-doc hours, because those concerns were about ethics also. So that's what I saw. Anything else, Dr. Medina?
No, not that I noticed.
Okay. So Dr. Khalsa, if you could submit a syllabus for the scientific writing course, and then if you could address the concerns in the reviews from pre-internship. And you had a question?
Yeah, Dr. Medina said a PhD. I got a PsyD, actually. And I'm not aware of the ethics concerns. So from the reviews, from the pre-doc reviews, so that would be the first information I have from no supervisor communicated specifically any concerns about my ethics at any time during any of the supervised work. So I don't know if it's possible for you to give me a copy of that, because it's hard for me to address those issues if I don't know what they are.
Sure. I assumed you were the one that submitted these. Let me find them.
As I understand it, the Arizona process is I provide a form to the individuals and they sent those forms directly to you. I did not get a copy from the internship. I did, but from the pre-doc, from the practica, I did not.
Okay. So these are the clinical skills evaluation forms that were completed at your
sites. Okay.
Let me see here. And so so on each of those forms, you had written a response.
These sound like they're from the transpersonal program, or sorry, the transitional program.
Let's see. They are from, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Ms. Galvin, can we send these?
If we're looking at the actual forms that with my signature, then I have those.
Okay. And okay. There are, so your supervisors added like an overall assessment of trainees' current level of competence and listed positive attributes and areas for growth. Yeah, it looks like each of these were signed by you.
Okay. But my confusion is that at the time, at every level, and Dr. Allen is really, I admire Dr. Allen because he's very, very clear and thorough. He's not going to say good things about somebody just to move them on. But I wasn't aware, to me, any concerns were not that there was like an ethical violation, more just that at each level, he's saying there's still room for growth and maturity. So I guess I'm not seeing, but I'm also not in your seat, which is you want to make sure somebody's going to behave ethically as a psychologist in Arizona. So
yeah, so I think there are repeated statements about needing to make some kind of substantial changes. And so it's not just a one-off, but it's there multiple times. So that was what stood out to me in conjunction with, I'm not sure that you've met the requirements for the ethics course requirements. So it's okay. Really kind of a combination of those, but why don't you just take a look at them and then we can revisit that once you've submitted your syllabus as well.
Okay. Can I just make one? I don't want to take up a lot of your time. But as far as the ethics class at Sophia University, where I got my doctorate, we took a law and ethics exam, which technically meets the requirements. It should be an APA equivalent program, although they lost their accreditation about 10 years ago. But the form was asking for more credit hours than just that one class provided. Mm-hmm. So the scientific and scholarly writing, while technically not an ethics program, you know, an ethics course, nonetheless, scholarly writing is a big piece of the ethics of psychology, you know, properly citing things properly, referencing those kind of things.
Except so that's why I professional practice. But that's why I want the syllabus so that we can see, is this sufficient to cover the requirements? So if you can submit the syllabus for that. Now you said if you took like comprehensive exams that included ethics, that can also meet the criteria here. So if you've got any exams that you passed outside of the 3-credit class, then that could be sufficient as well.
We, in order to be, you know, granted the privilege to go on and do an internship, I guess the best way of saying it, we do it's like a comprehensive exam, essentially an oral exam. So I think that sounds like what you're looking for, like the results of that.
Right. You could also submit that. Or the syllabus, I think. I would suggest both, but either of those should meet those requirements.
Okay. And so I just send those to the PSY submissions at psychboard.az.gov. In other words, send them off to Kathy.
Yes.
Okay.
And she'll be following up with you with a letter outlining what we're looking for.
Okay. So it sounds like, though, I'm not going to be referred to the board for this month. It would probably be sometime in June.
Correct. It this will come back to our committee next month, most likely.
Okay. Great. I'll any other questions I have, I'll direct to Kathy.
Okay. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you for considering me.
Okay. Moving on, Dr. Healy, are you still here?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Okay, so this is
Universal Recognition.
Licensure for Universal Recognition. Graduated from Nebraska. Graduated from Chatham University in 2019, is licensed in Nebraska, submitted a local bill, meets the requirements. I didn't see any issues here.
No issues either.
Okay. You want to take Dr. Zelhoff?
Sure.
Yes.
Dr. Zelhoff received the PhD from Long Island University in 1992. It's licensed in the state of New York. I did not see any issues there.
Nor did I. And finally, Dr. Litschi.
Yes, hi.
Thank you. Graduated from University of Texas 2014, licensed in Texas, submitted voter registration. I didn't see any issues with this one.
No issues either.
Okay, so we'll be submitting all of those to the full board for approval on Friday. Okay, I think we caught everybody that was here, correct? Anybody that we haven't reviewed that's still present? Okay, thank you all for being here. Now let's jump back to A. And we still got a long way to go.
Well, do you want to finish? We have one more in section E.
Sure.
And that way we're done with the section.
Easiest.
Yes. Dr. Lisa Marie Del Rio obtained the PsyD degree from Regent University in 2013, and she's licensed in Virginia since 2013. I did not see any issues with that application.
Okay. Nor did I. I'll make a motion to move all four applicants under Agenda E to the full board for approval of licensure by universal recognition. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? None. Motion passes. Okay. Now let's jump back to A, starting with Christian Mallett. So this is approval to sit for the ECPP only. Graduated from Howard University in 22, APA accredited, submitted 2,000 hours for internship at Southwest Behavioral Health, which is APA accredited. Had references. I didn't see any problems here.
I did not see any problems here either.
Okay. Next.
Let's see. Give me 1 second. Sorry. Next one is Dr. Oba Abdallah. And I need a minute to go back. Okay, and Dr. Abdallah obtained the doctoral degree, PsyD, from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology in Washington, D.C. in 2020. And the doctoral internship was completed at the VA in Nebraska, Western Iowa Healthcare System. The program is APA accredited, and the internship it was APA accredited as well. So I did not see any issues. This was a reapplication to sit for the ECCC.
So I didn't see any issues either. Next is Julia Thomas, graduated from Illinois Institute of Technology in 22. It's APA accredited, submitted 2,080 hours from Rush University Medical Center. There was a verification form. It's APA accredited, submitted references. I didn't see any issues with this one.
No issues.
You want to take the next one?
Yes.
Typically, we just alternate.
I know. Okay. Well, I figured that out. I had started my list from the bottom, so I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, so Dr. Culver got her PsyD from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology in 2022. It is an APA accredited program and completed the internship at Southwest Behavioral Health Services, which is an APA accredited program. I don't have, there was an incident reported. It's just us. Never mind. on a misdemeanor, but I don't know. I don't think that this seemed from a long time ago, 2010. So I don't have any concerns. I'm okay with moving this application forward.
Yeah, if it's more recent or more severe, we'll typically refer those to the full board. But I didn't have any concerns.
Yeah, I didn't have it marked. And then, so yeah, so it was a long time ago. So I'm okay with moving it forward. No issues.
And I didn't see any either. Next is Carrie Johnson, graduated from Midwestern in 22, APA accredited, submitted 2004 hours from Southeast Human Services. Verification form, and it's APA accredited, had references. I didn't see any issues.
I did not see any issues either. And the next one is Madeline Horn, graduated with her CIT from the Wright Institute in 2022, and completed the internship at Southwest Behavioral Health in 2022 as well, which is APA accredited. I did not see any issues with that application.
Nor did I. All right, I'll make a motion to move all six of the these applicants to the full board for approval to sit for the ERPP.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Moving on to B, approval to sit for ERPP and licensure. We've already reviewed Dr. Jackson. Next up is Dr. Hotchkiss. This is a reapplication after failing the ERPP twice. So his application's already been reviewed, but graduated from Midwestern. Completed. Oh, this was my question. So he submitted hours for pre-doc as well as 2,000 hours for internship from the Illinois School District, which is APA approved or accredited. Ms. Folks, was he wanting to change this to ERPP and licensure since he submitted yes. additional hours?
Mr. Chair, yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's what we're under. Jeez. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. I didn't see any problems with this.
I did not either. Okay. The next one is Dr. Chantel Osman, graduated from the California School of Professional Psychology in 2020. An APA accredited program and completed an internship at Nystrom or Nystrom and Associates, which is also an APA accredited program. And I apologize, I forgot to make a note of the, this is a reapplication. And I apologize, I forgot to make a note of the postdoc.
Well, he didn't have any, nor did he have pre-doc. So,
I'm sorry, Chair, committee members, this was put in the wrong category. She should have been in the ERPP only application. My apologies.
Okay.
Okay. So ERPP, but it states that Dr. Osman completed the postdoctoral fellowship from at Access for Autism.
Mr. Chair, Dr. Medina, it may be that that is where she is, but I don't believe I received a verification for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have a verification for that. So she still should just be in the ERPP only category. That was my error.
Okay. Yeah, if ERPP only, yeah, that's fine. I did not see anything that would prevent Dr. Osman from sitting again for the ERPP. It's a reapplication.
Right. So with it being ERPP only, I don't see any issues with it either. Okay.
So then this one needs to be moved to the section A then?
It does.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll make a motion when we finish this section.
Okay.
Next is Dr. Anderson, graduated from ASU Counseling in 22, APA accredited, submitted 267 hours for pre-doc at Budwalda, had a verification and training plan, submitted 206 hours at Sentience, had verification and training plan, and then completed 2,000 hour internship at ASU Counseling, verification form received, that's APA accredited, and then postdoc submitted 552 hours at Spectrum, submitted a verification and training plan. However, the number of hours does not meet the minimum 40% client contact requirement. So I don't have her as having sufficient hours required for licensure.
And she's not, and she did not submit from pre-internship hours.
Well, so I have her as having 473 hours at pre-internship. And so she needs another.
So she did a 2,000 hour internship.
Right.
But the 473 is not enough for a 2,000 hour. So would that be enough for a 1,500 hour or a 1,000 hour
post? So we need a total of 3,000 hours. Mm-hmm. She submitted 3,000 hours, but the postdoctoral hours don't meet the requirements.
Okay, yeah.
Committee members, Mr. Chair, I'm going to upload, I did receive a new postdoc verification that goes to April 8th. And I thought it was in there. It's not uploaded correctly. But I'll upload it to the Google Drive so that you can see it.
Okay. And in that one, I assume then she meets the hours?
Thanks. It's 450 total hours, 22.5 individual face-to-face supervision hours, and 180 of direct client contact hours.
And that's for what?
It's a new postdoc verification that is from September 19th, 2022 to April 8th, 23. The other one was for, it went to January.
Okay.
Let me upload it for you. I'm sorry.
All right. So we'll come back to this one. Here.
So the next one is Megan McDonald. Dr. McDonald received her CID from Midwestern University in 2022. It's an APA accredited program, internship and postdoc, both at Creighton University Counseling Services. I apologize. I did not write the postdoc on my sheet. But she submitted supervised pre-internship experience verification.
Yeah, I have her as over a thousand hours for the postdoc. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it meets the criteria. So yes, no concerns.
Nor did I. Next is Dr. Krakowski, this re-app has failed the ACCP twice, graduated from Alliant International, APA accredited, submitted 960 hours from Stanford with a verification, so pre-doctoral, 960 hours from Stanford. There's a verification and training plan, plus 288 hours at Psych Services that had a verification and training plan. Also submitted 1,000 hours from Kaiser Permanente, but those don't count due to insufficient supervision. However, the previous two placements are sufficient hours-wise. For internship, 2,000 hours at Kaiser verification, and that's APA accredited. Postdoc also did not meet the 40% client contact. However, the internship and pre-doc hours give sufficient time, over 3,000 hours, so I don't see any issues here.
I don't see issues either. Next one, Amanda Haas, which is a reapplication. Dr. Haas graduated from Walden University in 2020. It is not an APA accredited program. Completed the internship at Oasis Psychological Services, and it is not an APA nor APIC accredited program. Since this is a reapplication, do I have to go over that or no? That already has been reviewed, right?
So it's been reviewed twice before. I typically just take a quick look, but
she's requesting to sit for the ECCP again and licensure. So,
and I didn't see any issues either.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Next is Avilio Vieira. This one, the ECCP was failed four times, so this is a new submission with a study plan. I thought the study plan looked sufficient. Graduated from Argosy in Arizona, Argosy in 2017. That was APA accredited. Had over 2,000 hours of pre-doc hours. Did a 2,000-hour internship at University of Colorado Counseling Services verification, that's APA accredited, has done 4,200 hours at Oasis with a verification and training plan, had references. I didn't see any issues here.
Either, neither.
Okay, so if we return to Mercedes Anderson, let me see if...
I would need to update the drive.
You may have to, Mr. Chair, committee members, you may have to I can't even remember. It's a little arrow, I guess.
The refresh.
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 Maybe. Yes, refresh.
Okay, I see it there.
It's 3B4B, Anderson, new postdoc verification is what it is labeled.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so postdoctoral
450.
Nine. The old one went from September to January. And so this one is
till April.
Till April, but has fewer hours. So the number of hours has decreased with those additional 3 months. That is concerning.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hours shown there now exactly meets the 40% client contact.
It's right at 0.4.
I feel very uncomfortable when hours change like this.
And doesn't make sense. How can you have less hours with more time, right?
Well, because you needed less hours to meet that 40%. So I would like to request supervision and client contact documentation for the postdoc.
Mr. Chair, committee members, the other thing I noticed about it was that there are, it's listed in number one in Section A that the number of hours the trainee worked per week is 40. And I don't think that adds up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So if we could just point out the discrepancies in hours between these two and request documentation of contact hours and supervision hours.
For the postdoc only, right? The
postdoc, right.
All right. I have it noted.
Thank you. Okay. So
then we don't approve
to move. Right. So it'll go back out as a first request for additional records. And then they can submit a response for the next ARC committee meeting.
On May 26th.
Okay, so let's first of all do this section. So I'll make a motion to move the following to the full board for approval to set for EPPP and licensure. That would be Jackson, Hotchkiss, McDonnell, Jakubowski, Medyasi, and I butchered that, Haas, and Vieira.
So what about Osman?
Osman, we need to move to the previous section for each.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Second to move those mentioned.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Then I'll make a motion to move Chantel Osman to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPP only.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, motion carries. And then we're looking for additional information for Mercedes Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we got all of that right.
We did.
All right, moving to agenda C, requesting approval for licensure by waiver. Is it my turn?
I can go, you can go.
Okay, go ahead.
So Dr. Hernandez received her CID from Northwest University in 2021. It is an accredited program. The internship is from El Paso's Psychology Internship Consortium. It is also APA accredited. And Dr. Hernandez passed the ECCC. I did not find anything concerning in the application. I don't have a license anywhere else. I don't have a note.
Yeah, I don't think she's licensed. We do just want to point out she needs another 1,000 hours beyond the internship. We've got 924 for postdoc at Avanti Adolescence. There's a verification and training plan, and then that still leaves her 76 hours short, but she submitted 670 hours from HealthPoint for pre-doc, and there was a verification and training plan there, so I didn't see any problems either.
Okay.
Yeah. Next is Kendall Bari, passed the ECCC and then licensed in Utah in 2021, graduated from the Chicago School of Professional Psych in 2020. It's APA accredited, submitted 2,000 hours for internship at the Wichita Consortium. There's a verification, and that's APA accredited. Also submitted 1920 hours from Prairie View, had a verification and training plan. References were submitted. I didn't see any issues here.
I did not see any issues. The next one.
So the next one, Jeffrey Simmons, I have to recuse myself from. So we will have to submit that to the full board for review.
Okay.
I thought he'd already been approved. But anyway, I'm recused. Okay, so I would make a motion to move Cynthia Hernandez, Kendall Bari, Jennifer Mandigo to the full board for approval for licensure by waiver.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, motion carries. And then I would make a motion to move Ann Eberhardt to the full board for discussion of her, whether her application should be approved or denied.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposition, motion carries. And then make a motion to move Jeffrey Simmons to the full board for review and approval for licensure by waiver due to not having a quorum. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then finally, Karen Beer Khalsa is a request for additional information. Second. Okay, moving on to
that or no?
What's that?
Do I need to second that? The request for more information?
No.
That's not a motion.
Okay. Not a motion.
Then I take away my second. Not needed.
All right, moving on to D, request for approval for licensure by credential. Do you want to start with Dr. Rowe?
Dr. Rowe received his PhD from Teachers College and Columbia University in 2015, has several licenses already. This is Dr. Rowe has the CPQ, and Dr. Rowe is licensed in Connecticut, New York, DC, Montana, California, and Florida. I did not see anything concerning that meets all criteria.
Nor did I. Next is Claire Roundtree. has the National Register of Health Service Psychologists. That one requires 5 years of licensure. She graduated from Ball State in 2005, first licensed in 2007 in Hawaii, also licensed in Indiana. I didn't see any issues.
I didn't either. I think Indiana expired, though. The only active license right now, it's Hawaii. Yeah. Yeah, no issues.
All right. I'll make a motion to move Drs. Rao and Roundtree to the board for approval for licensure by credential.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye. Any nays? None. Motion carries. And thanks to your organization, Dr. Medina, we've already done E. So I think that concludes everything. Moving on to agenda 4, any new agenda items for future meetings?
No, do we have to list reviewing the material? No.
Okay. All right. Hearing none, I would just like to thank all of the board staff and Dr. Medina, who went through her first art committee trial by fire. This is maybe the longest art committee meeting I've ever chaired, because of the complexity, not because of Dr. Medina.
Well, thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you for all of your work. Finally, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor say aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. Have a wonderful day. And Heidi, I'll reach out about Friday schedule.
Thank you. I'll be ready.
I have a question for, so if Dr. Myers